What kind of nonsense is this that away means away?
Well, I had my status set as away, and you were expecting me to be there.
Yeah, well, normally it means that the person is just there. They don't want to be disturbed.
No, no, no. Normally it means the person is away. It's not do not disturb or
I
don't want
that.
To talk to you. It's away, I ask. Away.
No, I think you're taking it way too literally.
Well, nothing on the internet should be taken literally.
Nothing. None of
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
Literally nothing should be taken.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm back.
Yeah, you are.
And it was important. If I had not walked my dogs, then they would be barking at me probably 10 minutes into our discussion.
But if you excessively walk, your dogs will be barking. That's how that saying goes, isn't it?
Yes, Ayaz, that's how that saying goes.
All right, just checking. You condescending podcast award nominated punk.
Hey, you know, you're baiting me, you podcast award nominated punk.
Well, no, yours is better because you are one half of a team. I'm merely a third. Sometimes a fourth.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes a fifth.
I barely have a team. I got you two guys. Are we a team?
We're a team.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm on that team.
That's even more irritating.
Doubly awesome.
Well, I hope the episode that wins is the one where you mentioned my name in the QR code thing. Because that's...
And plus, one-third of your team has also been on my show.
This is nonsense. So what we're talking about is nothing, internet, that are listening to this.
No, but if you nominate our podcast, then all three of us can be punks.
Yes,
Which awards are you guys talking about?
The podcast awards.
They're actually called the podcast awards.
Is that starting
again? It's like a People's Choice thing. It's coming out again.
I see that.
Yeah. And Tech News Today is 27th, I think, is the last day of voting. Tech News Today is up for the Technology Award, as is Tech Stuff. So a show that Ayaz is on and a show that I am on are in direct competition with one another.
I can vote twice, right?
I think
you can.
You
can vote once per day.
Oh,
so you can cancel your votes out daily.
Yeah, go ahead and split the vote.
Then third show will win. Some other show.
Just keep in mind that Leo has This Week in Tech nominated also in the
for technology as well.
But I don't have another show nominated.
It's for a different. It's for a different subject. I think it's video.
Yeah,
Twit goes to video and TNT's in something else.
Yeah, so Twit is up against Techzilla. So that's Leo versus Veronica.
Well, that's not gonna end well.
Interesting.
No. It will all end in tears.
Or you could say Leo versus Patrick. That will also end in kilts.
Yes. Yes.
I usually use this stuff to find the comedy podcasts. Do you guys listen to any comedy podcasts?
Comedy podcasts? I don't think so.
Have you listened to...
The Nerdist?
Crap. Yeah, I mean, Nerdist is kind of comedy. There's one called Comedy Bang Bang. That one's pretty good. Because they do, like, improv half of the show. Like, one of them's a character, and they have famous comedians come in. They kind of improv. That one's pretty good.
Jonathan, do you listen to comedy podcasts?
No, none at all. Except
really?
For the Drunk Tank.
Hmm.
I did listen... Oh, actually, it's called Rooster Teeth Podcast now. They've changed their name.
And then there's WTF with Marc Maron. I never got into that one.
Well, that's supposed to be really good.
It is, but I can't get into it.
I don't know. I used to watch Marc Maron's stand-up comedy, and it was all right. Just a little whiny.
Are either of you fans of stand-ups? Like, favorite stand-up show that you've seen recently?
Stand-up show?
Like video? Not actually live.
Well, I mean, I'm a fan of certain stand-up comedians, but I can't think of any...
Well, which
really
ones?
Really
right?
Recent videos. No. Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Patton Oswalt. I've got on my Spotify station, I've also got Brian Posehn on there. As well as... Huh?
I said I don't think I've listened to him yet.
Brian Posehn, he's this really... He's done a lot of stuff with Patton Oswalt, actually. He was on Sarah Silverman's show as well.
Oh, then I must. Yeah, I must have.
Yeah,
seen
he's the large bearded dude.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh, that's
the Rover-like voice.
What is that? What was the movie with Patton Oswalt and Brian? And was set in a Silverman wasn't in it. What was that movie where they're on the road?
Oh, the Comedians of Comedy Tour.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with Zach Galifianakis. I also like him.
See, Zach Galifianakis and Louis C.K. I could probably listen to almost any time they're on, but Patton Oswalt I have to be in a mood for.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd probably say
he gets a little political.
Yeah.
I think Patton Oswalt, I think I'm more often in the mood for Patton Oswalt than I am for Louis C.K.
Patton Oswalt kind of reminds me of, what's his name, from Mr. Show, Arrested Development, you know.
David Cross?
David Cross, yeah.
I listen to him too.
Yeah.
Not as much.
Have you guys heard of
him? He definitely gets more political. Patton Oswalt gets a little, but David Cross gets way more.
Yeah, that's why I stopped listening to his. Like, I was going to read his book. David Cross has a book, and I think it's the same name, one of his comedy albums, but I'm not sure. I was reading the Kindle sample, and I just couldn't get into it because he was just so far political in it. It's like I want to laugh. I already know that the world sucks. I don't really need to read this. but there's a comedian named Bo Burnham. His video is up on his stand up is up on Netflix, and it's a lot of wordplay, which is something I enjoy, as you guys.
What about
know.
Have you ever watched any of Dimitri Martin?
Yes, I love him.
When his show came out, like, I can't watch his television show. His stand up special was fine, but like his show for some reason.
Some of the sketches, well, it was like any sketch show, really, right? Like, there's some sketches that work fairly well, and then there's some that you're just like, I see what you're going for, but it didn't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
And there's some that are total clunkers. Or they're so out there that they don't even register.
I heard Meta has a cast.
It does have a cast. I have cast the, I have all the villains and all the heroes cast, and I'm shooting the Kickstarter campaign video on Thursday, so in 2 days from when we're recording this. We are recording this, right?
This has all been recorded yet, since we started talking.
Excellent. So, things are moving.
That's awesome.
That's pretty
I'm
sweet.
Excited. But I talked about that at length last time, so we don't need to do that again.
Yeah, so if you missed the episode that was released yesterday...
oh, that's right.
Now, let me explain why that happened. Okay, so... I use something called Call Recorder from a company called Ecamm, and normally it records one continuous file. Now, the last episode was a very unusual circumstance where, for some reason, there were about like 6 or 7 files broken up. Now, the recording didn't break. Like from one word to the next, it sounds perfectly fine when you put the audio next to each other, but it was not. It records it as a QuickTime movie, so I had to take each movie and turn it into an audio file. Then I had to piece it back together, and we lost Jonathan Strickland. We've lost him.
It's that damn 4G connection he's on.
Okay, I'm going to hang up, and I will call you guys back.
Yep.
Like I was saying, because I'm using old Skype as well, by the way, which means you can't just call right back in. So I have to start the conference call again. So this is part 2 of the recording, which will mean this will be delayed just like
last
time.
We'll have another dozen files.
Well, hopefully not. Just be 2 separate files.
I've been having some issues with my Wi-Fi today.
You're still on WiMAX?
Yes, of course. You would know if I weren't.
Oh, everything would get much better.
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you might break down. You're like, okay, that's it. I'm getting like an LTE hotspot, or I'm going to get a connection that's wired.
My current... living conditions may change within a not too far distant future, and so I'm holding off on anything like that.
You are a very patient man.
Well, you know, I don't want to get stuck with something and then be like, well, I'm so glad I made that decision 2 weeks before it became obsolete.
I'll be honest, dealing with Comcast, they have like a live chat, so my bill just went up. I'm paying $30 a month for internet, which is insane. They're top tier. And it's great because they have an online chat, and pretty much every time they raise my rate from the promotional one, I just get in the chat and be like, hey, lower my rate. First guy doesn't do it, I do it again. takes me about 10 minutes to get back down to $30 a month every time.
What's your speeds like?
Pretty good, actually. I mean, I get, you know, 20 down, maybe 3 or 4 up.
Okay, I need to get on that chat then.
Yeah.
I'm paying way more than that.
Oh, yeah. No. Just get on the chat, say you want to switch, and yeah. Yeah, right now I'm getting 13 down, and this is pretty much peak bandwidth.
But so. that's for $30.
I pay $30.
That is a good deal.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, hop in their online chat, just haggle with them. And I'm getting 5 up actually right now.
Yeah, 5 up is what I'm technically paying for.
Yeah.
Checking out Google Plus right now, and I just found out something horrible. The cheesy bacon bowl from KFC.
What? Just to actually up the ante from the double down?
Yeah. I want to know what exactly is in it. It's a bowl, mashed potatoes. Okay, hang on. Mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, chicken, I guess like little chicken nuggets, cheese, and then they add bacon to it.
So it's the KFC bowl with bacon on it.
I wasn't aware that there was a KFC bowl.
You haven't listened to enough Patton Oswalt.
Actually, you know what? It's actually a reshare of a Patton Oswalt Google Plus posting.
Because he has a failure pile in a sadness bowl routine where he talks about the KFC bowl and how...
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Also, it sounds so ridiculous. Like, it sounds like something that wouldn't exist.
Well, the double down sounds like something that doesn't shouldn't exist, but yet it does.
Why? Because using chicken as basically bread in a sandwich is crazy?
Yes. That is exactly why it should not exist. When you figure that, you know, that's got to be bad for you. Of course, when I looked at the calories and the fat and everything in that, and then I compared it, I think the double Whopper is still the overall worst fast food item that you can buy.
Yeah, but in fairness,
nutritional value.
In fairness, it's a lot cleaner than having to put your hands on cooked meat or fried meat.
Ah, yes, the hand washing being so much harder than losing the 20 pounds you gain.
Well, yes. I mean, because you'll be, I don't know, you'll be winded.
You'll be greasy for an undetermined amount of time.
Well, yeah, these are disgusting ideas. I'm not really sure why they exist, but there must be an audience. And I'm by a KFC, so I might want to try this.
There is an audience. It's called college students because that's what they can afford. You know.
Man, when I was in college, I could afford better food than that.
Yeah, but
yeah, you could, you freaking spoon
I'm
in
just
your
loaded.
Mouth.
Right, I am the 1%, Jonathan.
Oh, boy. Occupy podcast.
That's why I've been having the Occupy Eric's Front Yard movement.
Really? Because you haven't really, you know, hung out. Usually I'm on my porch having a beer. I mean,
maybe that's the wrong Eric's house.
It turns out Google Maps has sent me the wrong place, so I'm really just hanging out on some other guy's lawn.
That's good.
You're outside Eric Schmidt's place. That's where people probably thought you meant by the 1%.
Yeah.
Well, if you search Google for Eric, I'm sure he's probably one of the first ones that comes up.
That's a great question.
One of my favorite things is I have a Google alert set up for my name because, yes, I'm vain. But there's a mayor in, I think it's called Lilliput, like Utah or no, Montana. Or
so everyone there is like 3 inches tall.
It's fantastic because he's a politician too. And I always beat him out on all of the Google rankings, but like every now and then a news article actually comes up and it's like, you know, running for re-election. And I'm like, yeah, I hope I win this election. And not only is it weird that his name is Eric Sandine, because there are like 8 Sandines in the U.S., and I know all of them except for this guy, but his name is Eric P. Sandine, which my middle name's Patrick, so I'm just assuming that, like, how many middle names start with a P?
Peter? Pythagoras? You got
Peter? I don't think Pythagoras is that popular.
Prometheus?
Paul? Philip?
All right, fine, there's plenty of them.
Parameter, a very unusual name. Paragon.
Alert set up for yourselves. Am I the only one here?
No, I have one. But that's right. Because I sometimes say things I shouldn't say, and then I want to have a heads up before someone else does.
Right.
I think I have the alert set as an RSS, but like it never comes up. So I don't know if it's still in the RSS feed reader or if my name is never mentioned ever.
I usually get stuff that I said on Twitter or on Google Plus about 3 weeks after I did it.
Oh, because it's actually just being indexed, yeah.
I guess, yeah. And then occasionally, you know, the name will pop up when someone refers to me in a blog post or something. More frequently than not, though, the ones I see are for a different Jonathan Strickland, because there are a few more out there.
Not to turn this into technology, but I'm curious about what you guys think of Google Buzz being killed. Since Jonathan Strickland is the only person I've ever met who actually used it. with content that was exclusive to Buzz that would not be on your Twitter or other places.
No, I like to reward people who follow me by putting exclusive content in one of the many social networks that I use. You should really check out the Plurk sometime. I don't have any problem with Google Buzz going away particularly, except one of my friends, that's what she used all the time instead of like Twitter. She never would update Facebook, or she's on Google Plus but never updates there either. Doesn't use Twitter. She's got a handle on Twitter, doesn't use that. The only thing she ever used was Google Buzz. And I'm like, well, that's going to stink when that goes away. I guess maybe she'll just go incommunicado.
Being social online is dumb. Forget it. It's unnecessary.
It's totally necessary.
Is it?
It is. Well, for me it is, because with the way my schedule is, it's really hard for me to set aside time to meet with friends, talk with what's been going on in their lives, find out what kind of things have been happening, you know, find out how everyone's doing in their family, how their job's going. I can't do that. And I actually have a genuine interest in the people I like. I know this sounds foreign to you, Ayaz, but I actually really like to find out what's been going on with them. And the social networking stuff helps a lot, because I can find that stuff out without having to, you know, hope for that once every 3 months, you know, get a chance to get together with folks.
So you actually feel things for other human beings and then you want to read about them?
Yeah, it's weird. I've got this whole sympathy-empathy thing going.
Mm.
I can't speak to that.
Yeah, I don't. That's unfamiliar to me. I mean,
cold, cold bastards.
That's probably why I only follow like 100 people on each network, because the more I find out about people, the less I want to follow them.
I usually have like unfollowed days where somebody posts something that just pisses me off enough that I just go through like other friends' posts and either, you know, completely defriend them or hide all of their comments.
I did do that recently when one person that someone from my high school days had added me on Facebook, and I added her back, and I don't even know why, because it was someone I never really talked with this person in high school, and I suppose maybe they're trying to recapture their youth in some weird way, but I didn't hate high school, but I don't have any fond memories of it either. It just was. And she posted that when that one hoax was going around about yet again about Facebook is going to start charging people. So
that was going around again?
Yeah.
It was like a few weeks ago. But people were posting in all caps like, you know, Facebook's going to start charging for profiles, so post this in and you'll be exempted. And I'm like, none of this, literally nothing in the status update makes any sense.
Oh, you could have trolled it. I mean, I saw, I think it was on Reddit, where people put up pictures and they, over the picture, they put a giant logo saying reserved for Facebook Gold members.
Oh, yeah, I saw
so
that.
So you go around and you click and you fool those people.
Well, no, I at that point I just said, you know what, I can't, this is the last straw. I mean, I already don't have anything in common with this person other than the fact that we both went to the same school at the same time. And once I saw that, I was like, okay, if this is going to be the sort of stuff you post, I just can't, there's no point in keeping you on my friends list.
It degrades the utility of the service as a whole.
Yeah, I really need to go through and actually start weeding out a few more people, because I try to keep Facebook limited to just my actual friends. I try to use it that way because that it works really well for that. Whereas with Google Plus, I use Google Plus to keep in touch with, you know, people who are who I consider my peers, maybe some coworkers, and perhaps some listeners of my show, things like that. Google Plus is great for that. It's fantastic for starting up conversations, that sort of thing. So
go ahead. Sorry.
No. That was it. I was just going to say, like, so I really need to go back to Facebook and thin out the herd a bit more, because there are people who are on there who, I mean, like, I'll look at the name and I don't recognize the name off the top of my head. I'm like, this is not someone with whom I interact daily today. And half the time they have as their avatar a picture of a kid or a picture of a pet. And I'm like, this is not helpful at all.
Completely. Yeah, go ahead.
Plus, to me, it's kind of weird, too, because I have lots of people, I think actually fans of the show randomly, add me. And I have a group called Techies I Don't Really Know That Well, which has like 250 people in it. But that's great because I can keep in contact with, you know, those people or things like that. And it's always kind of funny. The thing I do like about Plus that like amuses me is when I click through to their profile before I add them to that group, A, to make sure they're actually a real person. But B, it's really funny because I always see, you know, they're also following, you know, Ayaz, Jonathan, Randall, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
Which is nice to be in that circle of people.
That actually raises a question in my mind. If either of you have something that qualifies and are willing to share it, do you have any circles in Google Plus that have a particularly amusing name?
I have one. My friend, one of my friends, asked something about being put in a circle where I posted less because I was too, I was posting too much in his feed, right? And so he has a circle that is just called his name. He doesn't want to hear what I have to say.
See, I've got a circle. Oh, go ahead, Ayaz.
Yeah. Well, I changed acquaintances to people because I just didn't like the way that sounded. I'm like, well, these are people I know. They're not really friends.
You didn't want to acquaint yourself with them?
Well, I mean, some of these people were more than acquaintances, but less than friends. Because I was using friends to mean, like, best friends. Or people who would actually understand my horrible jokes. Like, if I'd said something completely inappropriate, these people would get it. But that's the only silly one, is people. I guess I should have one that says people who get my stupid jokes.
Yeah. I've got one circle that says everyone who isn't Veronica Belmont, and another one that says Veronica Belmont.
So that way you can make sure that when you want to post to all, you just have to do two circles.
That's right. Makes it really easy. Can't get much more granular, though. That's really the problem.
Is anybody going to do NaNoWriMo next month?
Lots of people. What I mean, that? It's a thing, right? I mean,
anybody here?
Oh, no.
I don't even know what this is.
National Novel Writing Month?
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, that's no good. I'm going to try it this time.
I would, except for the fact that I'm trying to get this web series off the ground. So until that,
That's weird, because I'm going to write a novel about a guy who's trying to get a web series off the ground.
Oh, it sounds like you guys should get in touch.
Maybe I can draw from your real life experiences and they can inspire me to write it down exactly this as what happened, because I like...
Clearly I am the key master to Ayaz's gatekeeper.
No, actually,
I gotta be honest, it doesn't sound like that interesting of a book.
I have an old story that I was kicking around since like college that I wanted to do as a comic book. I'm like, well, you know, I can just dredge it back up and write it instead.
Cool.
So I'm going to write this thing, and it's going to, if I remember... Basically, I'm going to try to get myself back into that college mindset of what I was thinking when I was writing it then. And
I don't think your wife's going to like that very much.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're talking about a lot of drinks.
It's pretty dumb. I think it'll be
a lot of hours of beer.
Oh, college wasn't that drunk. Regular life has been pretty drunk, but not college. I was a student, damn it.
You know what? I got to be honest. I'll agree with that. After I stopped going to college, I think I drink more now.
Well, it's also much more accessible.
It's true. Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Beer is kind of hard to explain. When you can get good beer at gas stations, like on the West Coast, you can. On the East Coast, because I didn't find that to be the case.
You can do that here, actually, in New Mexico. Well, actually, it's weird. The first time I moved, when I moved from Maryland to West Virginia, it kind of freaked me out that you could buy, like, wine and beer in like, grocery stores. And here, in a grocery store, you can buy whatever you want.
It's just far too easy to find here. Yeah. I think. I mean, if food was like that, like if they sold filet mignons in six packs, good to go, I would have a heart attack by now.
The other problem now is there's two great breweries in New Mexico. One of them actually just won a gold medal at the Great American Beer Fest. But I live by one and I work by the other. So they're all too close
to me. It's all the goodness if you're not allergic to alcohol. Hey, so how's Atlanta after The Walking Dead? Is it still populated with zombie extras?
Lost Jonathan.
We lost him. He's like, I don't drink. Part two over.
Yep.
Turn side over. Fight.
Hey, yay.
We just thought you got ticked off about the drinking references and decided to leave.
No, that was not it. I mean, I was being quiet during the whole drinking thing, but no.
But I did have a question for you while you weren't there, so now I'm going to ask it. How is Atlanta after The Walking Dead? Are there zombie extras around and stuff still, or are they done?
I haven't. They haven't been shooting in my neighborhood this time. You know, the first season they shot probably maybe a 10-minute walk away from where I am right now. But they're in a different location, so haven't seen that many zombies. I know that a couple of my friends have been some of the zombies. One of whom was apparently one of the featured zombies, so that's kind of cool.
What is a featured zombie?
Probably one that gets killed.
I was going to say, they don't have lines of dialogue, so...
No, but it's someone who has clear screen time as opposed of the dozen milling around in the background.
They're the only zombie lumbering after one of the main characters.
It's, her name's Erin, and the zombie that she was playing is missing the lower half of her face.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
So they used her picture a lot in the promotional art, too, so...
Zombie question. Can zombies starve to death again, or starve to whatever you would say a zombie does after they are?
I don't think they're alive, so I don't necessarily think though.
But they need to feed all the time.
It's kind of like zombies don't necessarily breathe. Yeah. So like going out in the middle of a lake is not necessarily going to help you. Now, can they swim? Probably not. But can they walk through the lake? Sure, why not?
Yeah, but if the lake's deep enough, then how's that gonna bother you?
Well, I mean, they could just keep walking.
So they're not breathing, and they don't starve to death, but they have the need to eat?
They have here's the thing about zombies is that, you know, we don't know that much about them because no one stays alive long enough to examine them and figure out what makes them tick.
Well, and is it the need to eat, or is it just an evolutionary thing where they're just trying to keep their they can't necessarily reproduce, so they need to eat?
Evolutionary suggests life.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was thinking about the same thing. Like the desire to eat should go away with death.
Yeah, this might be just that some sort of weird instinct. Like, this is why the concept of the infected to me makes way more sense than the zombie. Because infected, you're like, okay, this is like a weird variation on rabies, where animals get the urge to attack and bite other animals in order to continuously pass along the disease.
Sure.
Right.
That makes more sense. Zombie, where you're talking about something that's actually died and then reanimated, you're essentially at that point in the world of magic, and so trying to explain it logically is pointless.
Well, I mean,
try and explain how Gandalf can summon fire or whatever. It's magic. Therefore,
I'm sure there are plenty of people who would love to argue about that, however.
Well, it seems like there's a set of rules when it comes to zombies. Like, if you want one... I mean, what do you say when you stop a zombie? When you kill a zombie, when you smash their brains out, you don't kill them. What do you do to them? What's the actual verb?
That's the thing is that you don't have to explain it at all. It's one of those things where you establish that these are what zombies are, these are what they do, and you never explain it because that's not the point of the story. Which is, I actually really enjoy stories that do this where. They don't necessarily, you know, the characters who are involved are not necessarily trying to explain what's happening.
Right.
And to me, that makes way more, that becomes a more interesting experience. A good example is Cloverfield, where you're following these characters who have nothing whatsoever to do with what's going on other than the fact that they live in New York City and it's under attack by a giant monster. And so... Right. You know, there's no attempt to try and explain it or to figure out what's going on because that's not what these people do. They're just trying to survive. And to me, that makes a more satisfying story because you don't have to sit there and go through and poke through all the holes when they're trying to explain why the thing that's happening is happening.
And that reminds me of in the introduction, I have the I had the hardcovers of collections of Walking Dead, and in one of the introductions, I think it was actually Simon Pegg's introduction. He talks about how, you know, zombies, you know, the importance of the story, especially within The Walking Dead, isn't the zombies. The zombies are just a catalyst to see what happens to these people. You know, the zombies are just there so that you have something to write about, you know, or something to affect change upon the people there.
But yeah, I mean, that's easy enough. I was just curious to see if you guys had thoughts on it. Now I'm looking at howstuffworks.com, and they actually have an article.
Is there a How Zombies Work?
How Zombies Work by Tracy V. Wilson.
Yeah. Tracy Wilson's my boss.
Well, they are. It's a seven-piece article. I have to hit the print button so I can see it all on one page.
No, you have to go page by page by page, Ayaz.
Yes, I will click. I will definitely click so I can see all the graphics in the way they are meant to be presented in the right format.
Please.
And also, so that it is formatted in the proper way with the letters ending at certain areas. But alternatively, I could hit print and look at this. Zombie to self-defense. Yeah, I've been curious about this. Because, I mean, look, there's a lot of downtime in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there and you're like, how come that worked? You know, screwdriver to the eye. Shouldn't have worked. But it did. So.
And there's
Jonathan. Again. I'm going to call him back just to end the episode.
All right.
Clearly, I should have rebooted my router.
I think we should.
Before this started.
Now that. Before this dies again, any parting words for the audience at home or on the road, wherever they may be?
Beware of zombies.
For they are illogical.
Oh, man, I got nothing. You caught me up. I hate that question.
Is there nothing you'd like to share?
Don't get your lunch.
Go get your lunch.
See, now we're turning into kind of like Glengarry Glen Ross. Go to lunch. Go to lunch. Go to lunch.
Where's lunch?
And scene.
And yeah.
Recording stopped.